am Dr. Rachel Levine, and I am the Physician General for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I am also a professor of pediatrics and psychiatry at the Penn State College of Medicine. I am also an openly transgender woman, and I'm here to talk with you today about gender dysphoria and being transgender and the treatment that we need physicians to know about. So, to begin with, I'd like to differentiate between the concept of sexual orientation and gender identity and expression, which often get confused. Your sexual orientation is who you are attracted to, who you might want to have a relationship with, who you might want to be intimate with. Your gender identity is how you feel inside, traditionally male or female, and how you want to express that to society, to your family, to your community. Those two concepts are different. For example, you might have someone that transitions from male to female, a transgender woman, such as myself, who might be attracted to men or women or both or neither. You might have a transgender man, someone identified female at birth that transitions to male, who is attracted to men, women, both, or neither. So you can understand the two concepts. The idea is that gender identity is really more a reflection of the neurodevelopment of the brain, and that is a hypothesis for which there is significant research. Now, I understand that for about 99.7% of people in the country, if you're not transgender, you're cisgender, which means you're very happy with the gender you were at birth. It's very hard to understand that because your gender is really a fixed star in the universe. You might question many things. You might question your schooling, your family, your profession, but you don't question your gender. But if you're transgender, it has always seemed different. It has always seemed different than your birth gender. And now, of course, there are significant treatment options available for transgender individuals who choose to transition or transition socially and physically to the other gender. Now, there is a wide spectrum of transgender presentation, and there are some individuals who want to express themselves as the other gender but do not want to transition. The previous term was transvestites. It's a negative term that we don't use in the community, but the current term would be someone who cross-dresses. And on the other end of the spectrum would be someone who wants to physically and socially transition, and there's a wide area in between. Gender can be very fluid. There is also the concept of gender non-binary, or gender non-conforming, or gender expansive, and that's particularly young people who do not accept this binary of male or female. The guidelines for treatment for transgender individuals who do want to physically transition are established by WPATH, or the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. And there is a U.S. arm for that called USPATH. There is also an excellent article in 2009 in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, which sets the medical guidelines for transition. And there's going to be, hopefully, a new guideline published in the next year. The idea is that transgender individuals are really, we're like everyone else. We just want to live with our family and our community and to be productive individuals. But we have to have protections and we have to have medical treatment. The medical treatment would be by physicians and other healthcare providers. The protections would be legal. And in most areas of the country, non-discrimination policies do not include sexual orientation or gender identity and expression. And that puts us vulnerable in terms of employment, in terms of other harassments, in terms of finding a home, and in terms of public accommodations. And so it'll be very important for non-discrimination legislation to be broadened to include our community. So I would like to thank you very much. I think it's important to look up more literature, both through the Endocrine Society and for WPATH about the different medical guidelines for treatment. There are psychological treatment, medical treatment, and then surgical treatment. And we need to expand access to treatment for transgender individuals. Thank you very much for your attention.